Senator Tom Reynolds co-authored the bill and says its purpose is to stop illegal immigrants from using state-funded assistance programs. The West Allis Republican says tens of millions of taxpayers' dollars could be saved if the bill were signed into law. He says the immigrants are drawn to Wisconsin partly because of the lax eligibility requirements needed for state-sponsored programs.
It is a fairly common sense proposal here is, you know, if you're applying for government benefits, you know, better than just checking a box, it'd be nice to see if you can provide documentation for that.
However, some healthcare organizations across the state worry that the proposed legislation would harm the state's disabled, adolescent, and elderly populations, regardless of their citizenship status. Maria Barker of Planned Parenthood says the proposed identification requirements would deter patients from seeking care, and that would lead to more costly emergency room visits later on.
I truly feel that this will prevent them from seeking the necessary preventative health care that is needed for teenagers, for adults, for just people in general.
Under the proposed law, persons who wish to use state-funded services would need to present identification such as a birth certificate or passport. Caseworkers would then have to verify they asked for the documentation. Failure to verify the information could result in at least a $250 fine for the service provider. Sherry Nelson, Wisconsin Public Radio.